Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
The Thursday edition of the Gym Class getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. Coming up on the program, Dave Kochan will join us live from Las Vegas. Plenty to talk about in the worlds of college and professional football, a little bit of baseball as well. We'll talk about it with Dave coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk a little Big Ten and Big 12 football as well on the program, a bowling night in America wrap-up, and more. It's all coming up right here on KGYM. It is the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM all over Eastern Iowa, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us here on what was a rainy Thursday and now has turned into a, at least a partly sunny Thursday, if you will. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann with us as our producer again here today. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Third Base Brewery has been brewing in Cedar Rapids for over 20 years and serves up some of the best craft beer in the area. Stop on in and try the variety of IPAs they offer, from pale ales to ambers and to stouts. Can't decide on one to try? Take advantage of their famous flights and sample a variety of craft beer that Third Base Brewery has to offer. Third Base at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And they are the presenting sponsor each and every day, of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon.
I'm sorry I didn't keep you up. I did keep you updated last night on the bowling.
Well, you did. Yeah. Okay. It wasn't very good news, but we'll get to that later.
We will get to that later.
I'm just, because I'm a curious guy, what's the difference between partly sunny and partly cloudy?
You've been
around the weather labs before.
I was told that when it's partly cloudy, there's more clouds than sun, and when it's partly sunny, there are more sun than clouds.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, I am not an ordained meteorologist, and nor do I play one on television. So, there you go. That's my explanation, and I'm sticking to it. I got that from Jim Guy. Remember Jim Guy?
No, I don't.
You don't remember Jim Guy? He was the morning weather guy on Channel 9 for a long
time. No, I don't remember him.
All right. Jim Guy and I.
The Doug Cryles day? Or,
No. This was back in like early 2000s.
Okay.
Through the mid 2000s. Jim Guy and I may have brought down the entire Gazette KCRG NCAA basketball pool, but that is a totally different story. Totally different story at this point. We welcome you into the program. And as we mentioned, we're going to talk to Dave Kochan coming up in just a little bit today. We got Thursday night football. We've got Major League Baseball coming your way tonight here on KGYM. They hope to get it in Minneapolis tonight. The Twins and the Kansas City Royals going at it this evening. We'll have it on 107.5 FM at 7 o'clock and 1600 AM and the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. You will get Thursday night football. It's the traditional. I think every year there's been Thursday night football, there's been about three or four different matchups that have been annuals. This is one of them. The Tennessee Titan-Jacksonville Jaguar matchup is always early in the season and always on a Thursday night.
It's always a dandy, too, isn't
it? Oh, it's a beauty. Well, there's a little more intrigue into this one because you have the whole Jalen Ramsey fiasco going on right now. He wants traded. He is going to play tonight. How much is his head going to be in it? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see on that. And by the way, speaking of the NFL, the Miami Dolphins have just announced that Josh Rosen is going to be the starting quarterback this Sunday as the 0-2 Miami Dolphins head to Big D to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Welcome to Miami, Josh. Hope you have fun.
Yeah, that's a 20-point spread.
Yes, it is. We're going to talk to Dave because there are two of the biggest point spreads in the NFL that we have seen come down in two or three decades that are on the docket for this weekend, featuring two good teams and two awful teams out there. 319-366-1600.
They're playing golf in Mississippi. How about that? PGA Tour Sanderson Farms in Jackson, Mississippi. Zach Johnson, fine first round, 500 par 67. He's tied for fifth. Zach missed the cut last week. And because he needs to work on his status for this wraparound season, he's playing more in the fall than he typically does. Am I right?
A lot more in the fall. A lot more in the fall.
Good opening round, though, for him.
Yep, good to see him on the leaderboard once again out there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertin & Stocker Jeweler text line. Hertin & Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. And you have anything you'd like to share with us, you certainly can use that platform as a way to do it. We're going to talk to Dave Koken in just a little bit. Also want to talk a little bit about the early season. We haven't had a chance to talk about what has happened so far with our listeners as much as we should have about the Big Ten and the Big 12, about how it's going early on. Granted, we haven't had conference games save for Iowa and Rutgers and Indiana and Ohio State last week. But it still deserves to be talked about a little bit. And we are going to do that coming up. Big baseball series getting underway tonight, too.
Cubs Cardinals, first of four. And we're going to have a poll question ready for you on that subject momentarily. But is this when the season gets even more interesting, or the Cubs ship will sink?
I guess that's very the question.
Cubs play very well at Wrigley Field.
Yes, they do, although the Cincinnati Reds took two out of three from the Cubs, including the game last night after the Cardinals beat Max Scherzer and the Washington Nationals yesterday. So the lead is at three right now, and the magic number for the Cardinals, I believe, sits at eight. Is that true? Let's see. Ten, three. Yes, eight. Eight is the magic number right now over both Chicago and Milwaukee. Keep in mind, the Milwaukee Brewers are right there.
Sure are.
Tied with the Cubs in second place. And the Brewers have been red hot as of late, even though they were cooled off yesterday. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games out there. So if the Cardinals sweep or have a chance to sweep, they could actually win the division possibly, at least over the Cubs, on Sunday night at Wrigley Sunday at Wrigley
Field. Could eliminate the Cubs, yeah.
Now, depending on what the Brewers do. We'll see. We're going to amend the poll question. It is up, but I made an error on it. E4, if you're scoring at home. But we'll get that taken care of and get that to you at our first break out there. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out coming up in the next 4 days. I don't think I'm stepping out of bounds by saying that this is the weekend do or die for the Chicago Cubs at home, and that's where they play their best baseball. Have not played well on the road. Now, with that being said, they're going to have to go up against Jack Flaherty tonight, who has been outstanding as of late for the St. Louis Cardinals. Granted, Kyle Hendricks is on the mound for the Cubs tonight. He's probably been the Cubs' best pitcher over the last 4 or 5 weeks. So, a lot of interesting variables going on tonight at Wrigley.
Yeah, obviously we're going to... Well, we may or may not learn a whole lot more. If the two teams split, the lead remains at three.
Remains at three, depending on what the Brewers do.
Yeah.
And the Brewers and the Cubs, as we mentioned, are tied for second in the division. They're also tied for the second wild card spot. And Washington is, what, a game and a half-ish on top or something
Correct.
Like that. 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in. Again, that's 319-366-1600 on the Hertin & Stocker Jeweler text line. And we do have some of those coming in. And let's see. Well, we got two football-related texts here. 0056, we'll talk about that. How big of a game is Wisconsin-Michigan for the Big Ten coming up on Saturday? We will definitely get to that. And let's see. What we got here? Well, that was yesterday. Never mind. All right. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim sending us some. Who is that?
Gary Barta.
Okay. Very good. Nice. That's a GIF that involves, yes.
Probably unmentionable.
Yeah. Let's just move on. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600. And Josh Rosen starting for the Miami Dolphins. You got to see how good he is. Ryan Fitzpatrick is not your future. By the way, not a lot of happy Dolphin fans on the bowling team last night. That is the vast majority of our bowling team are Miami Dolphins fans.
I could have told you that in the preseason.
And they are not a happy bunch at this particular time. We talked about Zach a little bit as well. Nothing to do. I don't think we had any more fallout from Iowa State fandoms today or bandoms today or anything of the like. More money going into the Stead Family Children's Hospital, which is what we do want to hear from what happened and the fallout from game day. As far as that account is concerned, which just keeps growing and growing, so that is very good to
see. Last I saw, almost $250,000.
Pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff out there. And that's what we do like to see as far as that particular series is concerned. So let's keep it going. Let's keep it going out there. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break, come back. Dave Koken going to join us on the other side. And we'll get that poll question up and running for you at KGYMRadio.com. Back with more after this on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Kids, get your shoes on. We're leaving for school. Do you have your homework?
Yes!
Do you have your lunch?
Yes.
Do you have your backpack?
Yes!
Life is hectic. Keep it rolling smoothly with the back-to-school maintenance special from Linder Tire. Oil change, tire and battery checks, plus more for under $35.
Have a great day, kids.
Uh-oh, Mom, I forgot my lunch.
Oh.
Linder Tire. We keep life rolling smoothly, even with a few bumps in the road.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
2019 is going quickly. Make sure the outside of your home is well-dressed for the upcoming holiday season. A new front door from Therma-Tru makes a statement and creates a stunning entrance to your home. New siding from LP SmartSide immediately updates your curb appeal. And a new outdoor entertainment space with high-quality composite decking from TimberTech is a welcome addition. Alexander Lumber is your local resource for building materials. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 3 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you in the gym class for this Thursday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. 318 right on the button on this Thursday. Scott, Mark, Kyle with you, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock, it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It is the KGYM road trip, and they will be out at Mulligan's from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. Stop on by. The fantastic Buddy Lee will be out there as well. Your chance to win some Rough Rider tickets out there tonight at Mulligan's. Set to talk with Dave Koken. We have our poll question up at KGYMradio.com. And I went back during the break and tried to take the one out of the top answer. And I did, but the cash is behind a little bit. So pretend. Go. Give the poll question.
Yeah,
Mark.
Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. The question is, what will the NL Central look like on Sunday night? Will the Cardinals be up 3, 5, or 7 games?
Eliminate the one in there.
Will the Cardinals be up 1 game? Will the Cubs be up 1 game? Or the Cardinals lead and the Brewers move into second?
There you go. Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. Dave Koken set to join us right now, SmokingKoken.com. At Dave Koken is his Twitter handle, joining us on Thursdays on the gym class here on KGYM. And Dave, how about taking a crack at our poll question? What do you think it's going to be in the NL Central come Sunday night?
Well, it's a 3-game series, right?
Four-gamer.
Oh, it is 4 games. All right, so I'll go with this. They split the 4, and unfortunately for the other two teams, Milwaukee has the Pirates, so they could sweep the weekend. So I would put the Cardinals first, the Brewers in second, and the Cubs in third.
Mm. There you go. Cubs need to win 3 or all 4 to have a chance to win this division.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. The Cardinals just keep on finding ways to grind out wins. I mean, they don't have a great lineup, but and really don't have a lot of great anything. This first game is really key, because if they can beat Flaherty, then they've got a chance to do some damage. I mean, they've got to get by the horse in game 1, though.
Yeah.
Dave, in the NFL this weekend, we've got 2 of the biggest spreads maybe in history. I don't know. What do you make of those?
I wouldn't play the dogs. I mean, I don't care how big the points are. Miami's trying to lose games, and the Jets might not be trying to lose them, but they're going to lose them. And both teams figure to get killed.
Miami just made the announcement about 10 minutes ago. They are going to put Josh Rosen out there to start against the Cowboys on
Sunday.
And the
line did not move.
And the line didn't do anything.
Miami's favor.
If anything, the line ought to go up. He's got no chance. Yeah. I'm not a big Rosen guy anyway, so, you know, we'll see. But I don't look at him as an upgrade over Fitzpatrick.
But you got to see what he's got, right? You traded for him, you got to see what he can do.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. No, you know what? It really doesn't matter, because they're going to draft Tua first anyway.
True. Very much so. And then you've got the Jets, and you got to feel bad for them. They're not trying to throw games. They just keep getting quarterbacks hurt.
Not yet. But they've got to, you know, this is what happens when you have a draft process, and it's the same in all the sports. Where bad teams are rewarded. It shouldn't be that way. To me, it should be a lottery every year. If you want to give some kind of an advantage, take all the teams that didn't make the playoffs and give them an equal chance. But I've never liked the draft system. I think it's a terrible way of penalizing teams that do well or organizations that do well and rewarding those that do badly. And, you know, it took forever for it to start to happen. But now that the 76ers opened the door a few years ago by absolutely 100% trying to lose games on purpose, now they're following suit in all sports. And until they get rid of it or amend the draft as it currently exists in all sports, you're going to have this problem every year.
Dave, I want to get your thoughts on situations that crop up during the college football season. For example, Louisiana Monroe, nearly a three-touchdown dog at Ames this weekend. ULM nearly beat Florida State, had a bye week, and now this game. Meanwhile, Iowa State comes off an interstate game without a bye week. How do you assess situations like that?
It's really tough. It's guesswork because you don't know. So you have to try and get a feel for what the coach is saying and just go from there. I don't look at that stuff that much. If it doesn't fit as a play on my numbers, then I just ignore it and move on. I'm not trying to guess at this stuff. Guessing
right.
means you lose.
19, that seems like a lot of points to give Monroe.
It's not on my numbers. I made it 21, so I think that's about, you know, Monroe's, they're okay for a Sunbelt team, but that's about it. And playing Florida State tough means absolutely nothing, because Florida State's lousy.
Yeah. Some good college football, though, coming up this weekend. And let's start with Michigan and Wisconsin, because that's a Big Ten game. Anything jump out at you? Wisconsin has not given up a point yet this year.
Yeah. No, they've been good. And Michigan hasn't really wowed anybody so far. But this, you know, there's no value here. I mean, if you'd have made this number before the season starts, then you're looking at Wisconsin being the home dog in the game, and they're certainly not the home dog now. I think if I had to bet it, I'd probably take Michigan because I think they're capable of showing better, and they've had time to prepare for this game. But it's a really tough game, and Michigan has, under Harbaugh, has not won these types of games. It's simple as that.
I see you like Florida by and given the points, which are 14. Now, does that mean Tennessee's really a dumpster fire?
No, they're not very good. Their defense is just not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Florida's offensive line has not played well. But I think that their offensive line problems will get not eliminated, but lessened here against a defensive line that's no good. So that's an issue for Tennessee. I don't mind the change from Franks, who's out with the injury, to Trask. I think Trask might actually be a better fit for Florida's offense. He's not as mistake-prone as Franks. And I think it's a game Florida's got a good chance to win by 17, maybe 21.
Mm. Yeah, despite the fact Tennessee actually scored some points and looked decent against Chattanooga last week.
Yeah, okay. Who cares about Chattanooga?
yeah, but Georgia State came in the same way.
Well, if you had an edge on Chattanooga, you'd play it, Dave. We know that.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, I mean, beating them by 100 points doesn't mean anything. And Tennessee just can't stop anything.
Yeah.
So Florida can. Florida's a really good defensive team.
Very much so. Very much so. Georgia hosts Notre Dame. They played 2 years ago in South Bend, and Georgia, that kind of propelled Georgia into where they're at, the stratosphere in the top three as far as the college football poll is concerned. Everyone thinks it's not even going to be a close game. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. I'm looking forward to that one Saturday night.
Yeah, it should be fun. I think Notre Dame gives them a game. It's not going to make my card because I've got Georgia winning by, you know, double figures. But I made the line 11 in the game, so slight value on the Notre Dame side. They've got to hang in early. There's no question about that. And not wilt in the heat and humidity. They get a break, to me, that it's a night game instead of a day game. The atmosphere might be electric, but it won't be quite as overbearing as far as the heat is concerned.
You're already involved in the NHL, right, Dave?
Well, yeah, it's the same. I say this at the start of every season. If you can get good information, preseason is a better bet than the regular season.
Mm.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I win every year in the NFL in exhibition season. And then once the regular season starts, it gets tougher. And hockey, I mean, these lineups are available. So you get a game like, and the line went nuts on the game, because it's not just my information. I mean, anybody can find this stuff. You get Colorado playing at home tonight against, I forget who they're playing now. But they're playing their regulars in this game. They'll have their first unit out there. Regular season lineup will be playing. The other team's playing all backups. AHL goalies, not a single, I don't think a single guy in their starting defense or forward combination. So that's a huge advantage for Colorado. And the line has gone wild in the game. It's over 2-1 now. But I got it cheap. And I'm pretty happy with my position there. And that's just great stuff that you can't find in the regular season. You can't get an advantage like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're already happy with the Carolina Hurricanes for helping you out last night, too.
Well, it was the same thing. And, you know, they won 2-0. And it was just a good bet, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people don't understand for some reason that how can you bet on exhibition games that don't count the standings? Because oftentimes you'll have more of an advantage in an exhibition game than you'll ever get in a regular season game, because the coach is telling you in advance what they're going to do.
Very much so. Dave Kokin joining us here at 3:30. And he, of course, smokingkokin.com, at Dave Kokin on Twitter. Back to the NFL. Best game of the weekend, Ravens and Chiefs?
Yeah, I guess it might be. I mean, Lamar Jackson's been awesome so far. The Ravens look good. The Chiefs had one good quarter last week, but that's all they needed against the Raiders. This should be a fun game. Don't know what's going to happen. I can tell you, let's see, what did I make my number in the game? I'll just shoot that real quickly. Sorry about the delay. I think Kansas City, I've got them slightly more than the number.
Okay.
So a slight lead to the Chiefs, but let's just say I like the hockey game tonight more than I like the Chiefs on Sunday.
There you go.
Dave, we were talking in the sports office before the show about baseball managers. You use, they're called bullpen games. And I watch a lot of baseball, and it seems bullpen games succeed quite a bit. Have you paid much attention to that?
So it depends on the team.
Yeah.
Mostly better teams that do it. And, it's the wave of the future, because nobody wants a starting pitch. You know, we're getting to the point where starting pitchers are going to be done for the night after they warm up.
I like that. Who knows? I mean, there's talk now that they may, well, a few people are talking about it anyway. You need to go 5 innings, of course, to get the victory. Now people are looking at it. Maybe you need to go 4 innings to get the victory. I don't know.
Yeah. That stuff doesn't matter. Wins don't mean anything. Wins mean more to the players than they do to anything else. It's one of the most insignificant details and analysis that you can find.
And to their contracts.
Well, yeah, but that's got nothing to do with what I do.
No.
That's why when people say, "Oh, this guy, can you believe the money this guy's making?" I don't know what he's making, and I really don't care. It's not my business.
Very much so,
Dave. How you been doing on your so far anyway on your season long win totals?
It's going to be pretty good as long as Seattle doesn't get over 71.5 wins. So, you know, they've been picking up some wins lately, but fortunately, they have to close with Houston and Oakland next week, so I should get there. Of course, until I do, it doesn't count as a win until it's over.
No. Yeah, very true. Right. And the A's need all the wins they can get at this time to keep in the
I told
in,
you yesterday, they don't lose. Every time I look at the, the results, they're a winner.
All three of those teams are winning. So it's a lot. Tampa Bay's playing well. The Indians are hanging in there, although they got another injury now with Jason Kipnis. I think the Indians are probably going to be, to me, they look like the team that misses out.
Yeah. Well, can they overcome those injuries? And now there's talk that Kipnis has played his last game in Cleveland, so I guess we'll...
Yeah, it probably has. And that is a contract thing where they don't have to they don't have to pick up the option on him. And with what he's making, I don't think they will. So mm-hmm. he could always sign back with them as a free agent, but I would suspect he's done.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right on that. So they've told us about Florida, Tennessee. There's other stuff. You can go to smokingcoking.com and click on there and take a look around the website. Dave's got some good stuff there. And Dave, appreciate it. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the baseball. Enjoy the preseason hockey as well.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Dave Koken joining us from Las Vegas here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit about the Big Ten and the Big 12 going into the fourth week of the season. You can come up with a few theories at this point of the year as we get into some conference play, at least as far as the Big Ten is concerned, starting up. Your text welcome at 319-366-1600. Back with more after this on the Gym Class for a Thursday on KGYM.
Wednesdays, we talk sports betting in Iowa with the experts on WagerWise. Miss the show? Catch the WagerWise podcast at KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Attention, the following may contain spontaneous reactions to something surprisingly delicious, also known as the vocal phenomenon, woo.
McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich.
Woo!
Tender, juicy, all white meat chicken.
Woo!
Covered in a smoky.
Woo!
Mouth-watering.
Woo!
Barbecue sauce. So delicious, one bite will make you go, admit it, you just wooed a little bit. McDonald's new spicy barbecue glazed tenders and chicken sandwich. Flavor that makes you go,
woo!
At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't spend money on stuff you don't need. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com.
Restrictions and details in store, based on data from the MPD Group Incorporated, car care track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sport Clips Haircuts and NASCAR's number 20 driver, Eric Jones. Want to see you at the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup race in Texas, Sunday, November 3rd. Enter now for your chance to win the ultimate NASCAR race fan experience at sportclips.com/Texas. Meet Eric Jones and win pit passes, hospitality tickets, and more. For the best NASCAR has to offer, enter now at sportclips.com/Texas. No purchase necessary. U.S. only. Age 18 or older. Ends October 4th, 2019. Void where prohibited.
Back with you on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to have a Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night on week 3 of BNA. We'll do that here before 4 o'clock. We'll do that at about 3:50, 3:52 right in there for this Thursday edition of the show. Coming up tomorrow, KJ Pilcher will stop by in studio and talk a little high school football coming up tomorrow as it'll be week 4 of the high school football season.
Yeah.
Already. Pair of games coming your way tomorrow on KGYM. And we will have on 1600 AM for you tomorrow night. Myself, John, and Jeff will be out at John Wall Field. It'll be 2-1 Kennedy, 7th rated, taking on 2-1 Cedar Rapids Prairie. And on both the North, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 in Iowa City, it will be Marion at Clear Creek Amana coming up. And then the Eastern Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Downing from 10 o'clock until midnight is the final week of 4A non-district play tomorrow. Everybody else is playing district football starting tomorrow night. So district champions automatically move on.
Mm-hmm.
and they are going to break ties this year. That was one of the changes from last year. As far as the playoffs are concerned, if you are a district, if there is a tie for a district championship, last year everybody made it. This year it's they break the tie. And then depending on if there's one or two other teams, they go into the pool as far as at-large candidates are concerned.
Break it by
their tie-breaking methods, not the alphabet. If it's two teams, it's pretty simple. It's head-to-head.
Yeah.
If you get three teams, it gets slightly more complicated. But we'll talk about that and all things football coming up tomorrow. Maybe you can get a wrestling question in to KJ. But we'll do that tomorrow on the program, and then we'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming your way tomorrow as well. Another chance for one of our listeners to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to Home Depot. Big 10 and Big 12. Mark, we've got a few games in the Big 10 conference-wise, highlighted by the Michigan Wolverines and the Wisconsin Badgers going at it this weekend in Madison. Early indications for weather is that it's going to be windy across the Midwest. Use that information how you like.
Well, through 3 weeks, there's only six undefeated teams. One of them being Iowa. In the East, you have Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan.
Now, does that say what for the conference, you think, at this point?
Well, you look at Michigan State, got beat by Arizona State on a fluky ending. You've got, Illinois, Northwestern, Purdue lost a tough one. Actually, Purdue 1-2 right now. In the West, you've got Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, the lone unbeatens right now. Of course, it matters in conference play. Iowa and Ohio State, the only teams in the Big Ten with a victory in conference play so far. Expected ones at that.
Expected.
Over Rutgers and Indiana, respectively. So I'd be very interested to see what happens in the Michigan-Wisconsin game, because that obviously impacts the Iowa Hawkeyes in the West.
If you have any comments out there, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on the Hurtien & Stocker Jewelers text line. Taking a look at the games for this weekend, starting with the Big Ten, you got Michigan and Wisconsin. That's an 11 o'clock kickoff from Madison on Fox. ABC has Michigan State going to Northwestern to take on the Cats. Very intriguing game as well, because you've got Michigan State, you mentioned the loss, but not only the loss, but only scoring 7 points. That's not good. Also not good, Illinois losing to Eastern Michigan last week. And the question of the week for the Big Ten is, at Memorial Stadium in Champaign on Saturday, will there be more red or more orange in the stands as the Nebraska Cornhuskers come over to Champaign? We'll see. I think it's probably you can get some odds going your way if it's red.
Well, if there's disinterest in Champaign, you know, it could very well be a half and half crowd.
Some non-conference games as well. Miami and their coach Chuck Martin saying it's going to Ohio State is like going to recess, and the other team has the first 85 choices.
Maybe the quote of the year. Maybe the quote of the year.
Which was fantastic. UConn is at Indiana. Indiana's horrible non-conference schedule rolls on after they got rolled by Ohio State in Bloomington last week. And then Boston College goes to Rutgers. Boston College coming off the surprise loss to those pesky Kansas Jayhawks of Les Miles. They are going to want to get back on their feet. You got to think against a Rutgers team that does not have a lot of opportunities on their schedule to pick up a win, and this might be one of them. So some intriguing games in the Big Ten coming up this weekend.
I think so. You know, the start of the season, we put Purdue, or we said we, I did anyway, and I think you did too, put Purdue in the pool of teams in the West that could win the division. Do you still believe that?
Yeah. Not without Sindelar.
Yeah.
Unless they get him back relatively quickly. I think Purdue's chances have gone pretty much out the window a little bit. Northwestern's got to get better quarterback play from their transfer coming in there. Nebraska, I'm not giving up on the Huskers as of yet because they had a 17-point lead at Colorado and blew it. Basically, absolutely blew it. There's no way to sugarcoat that thing. I'm not giving up on Nebraska as of yet. My pick is still Wisconsin. I picked them at the beginning of the year on our first Before the Boom pregame show. I think Wisconsin is the strongest team out west.
To me, it's between Iowa and Wisconsin at this juncture, with Nebraska maybe a shade on the outside looking in. Minnesota's 3-0, but my goodness, they've given up 88 points.
They've had squeakers. Three games. Squeakers all three. Now, a good win against Fresno out in California.
Mm-hmm.
That was an impressive victory. South Dakota State at home, we all know what South Dakota State can do. The thing last week, not so much in that one up at Minneapolis. But I'm interested to see Wisconsin. Wisconsin-Michigan's going to have a lot of say as far as both the West and the East is concerned. Can the Michigan offense get going? There's nothing wrong with the defense. But can Shea Patterson start to get things going in Madison? Is it the first to 17 wins that game?
I'd take 17 if I was either side.
I might take 20. Give me 20 or 21, and I'll just kind of be happy and see where that will take me. 344, if you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line, 319-366-1600. We get the first crop of Big 12 games in the conference. We have two of them. West Virginia goes to those pesky Kansas Jayhawks.
My game of the week in the Big 12.
That's your game of the week.
Oh, yeah.
The Mark Dukes game of the week is West Virginia at Kansas.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
Well, Kansas, you mentioned the victory over Boston College. Kansas has two wins right now, right?
Correct.
West Virginia, not thought to be so good, but I believe got a victory last week. I'm going to see if Kansas...
I'm not shocked if Kansas beats West Virginia.
Okay.
I'm not going to be shocked. West Virginia's coming off a good win against North Carolina State, though, at home. We'll see. We'll see. Oklahoma State
could
goes...
see Kansas at the top of the Big 12 standings.
Oh, wouldn't that be precious? Yeah. Wouldn't that be precious? Oklahoma State, a night game on ABC, goes to Austin to take on Texas. How will Texas bounce back? They are 2-1. They puffed Rice last week, which everyone thought was going to happen. But Rice continues their tour of the old Southwest Conference, by the way, by hosting Baylor coming up on Saturday night as well. Baylor's 2-0, and of course Baylor and Iowa State will get things going in the Big 12 for the Cyclones and the Bears coming up a week from Saturday down in Waco. Speaking of Iowa State, they will host Louisiana Monroe. We talked about that. We talked with Nick White yesterday. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, kgymradio.com. And then SMU and TCU go at it. SMU at TCU. All these Southwest Conference games bringing tears to my eyes.
Headline writer's dream right there, SMU and TCU.
Denny Frary would have loved that game because his favorite game every year in the state of Iowa was HLV versus BGM. And he would tell us that each and every year when they would get together.
The team in the Big 12 that I'm really curious about, and it has a week off this week, is Kansas State. K-State 3-0, but really hasn't played. Yeah, beat Mississippi
they
State
won at Mississippi
on the road
State last
week.
And I saw a good portion of that game.
Yeah, but the other one's against Nicholls State and Bowling Green, which didn't tell you a whole lot, but how good is Kansas State?
Chris Klieman is the perfect successor to Bill Snyder because he's so much like Bill. Physical brand of football.
Mm-hmm.
Just line up and go after you, and that's what this Kansas State team is doing. And I think they were a little undervalued coming into the season. I'm with you. I think Kansas State is a little undervalued coming in. Don't play this week. Like you say, they have a bye, but do not forget about them. And then Oklahoma State, they're 3-0, but this is going to be their first real big test. If Texas has any delusions about getting to the Big 12 championship, about getting a January 1 bowl, or about getting possibly mentions as far as the college football playoff, they have to beat Oklahoma State.
No doubt about it.
They have to beat Oklahoma State coming up on Saturday night. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim, a couple of things that he weighs in on. I think Iowa has the ability to win the Big 12, provided Stanley can keep playing like he has been. It hinges on him a lot. And he says, I am not a Kansas believer in basketball, let alone football, Mark. It's pretty much a love-hate relationship. I love to hate them.
Text line will be open Monday, Tim.
For KU rebuttal. We have never been...
apologies.
Yeah, we have never had so much anticipation for a Kansas football game in a long time. I'll say this. Les Miles is at least... They're not relevant as of yet, but at least he's kind of fun to watch in the sidelines a little bit as far as Kansas Jayhawk football is concerned. And as far as the non-conference games, SMU's 3-0, and that is not a bad football team. As they go to Fort Worth, the short trip to take on TCU. And like I said, I am intrigued by it's an 18.5 right now. Iowa State a favorite over Louisiana Monroe in this classic poster tweener game for the Iowa State Cyclones.
I'm a believer in TCU.
I'm a believer in TCU. I agree with you. I'm a believer in Max Duggan, the freshman quarterback out of Council Bluffs, Lewis Central, who is he's got to be winning that job soon. He's been sharing time, getting a little bit more of the playing time, but I got to think he has earned it now for TCU. We'll see. We'll see. It all plays out as we get into a little bit of conference play coming up this weekend. Max Duggan, by the way, 23 of 41, two touchdown passes, 235 yards. Also a couple of rushes on the year and has one touchdown on the ground as well.
Good stuff.
As a true freshman, as far as TCU football is concerned. 319-366-1600 coming up on 350. We need to take a break, come back. And we'll talk a little bowling. A little Bowling Night in America recap from last night. So stay with us. More to come. Gym Class for Thursday here on KGYM.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, September 20th through 23rd.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, September 20th through 23rd, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats. Gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Back with you in the gym class. Wrap things up for the Thursday edition here on KGYM. Poll question up at brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at KGYMradio.com. And it goes like this as I hit refresh here. And there we go. Everything is fine. What will the NL Central look like on Sunday night? Cards up 3-5 or 7. Cards up one game. Cubs up one. Cards lead. Brewers in second. Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. Right now, early precincts reporting. Cards up 3-5 or 7 is your clubhouse leader at this time.
That would mean that the series would be split. The Cardinals win 3 out of 4, or the Cardinals sweep.
Flaherty against Hendricks coming up tonight.
Good matchup.
Very good matchup. We had a good matchup, well, sort of, last night at Bowling Night in America. Our Bowling Night in America wrap-up brought to you by Mays City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And stop on by. They've got open bowling times. They've got Globe Bowling as well. They've got the Pro Shop with Andy Dirks out there. Some great stuff. All kinds of services that they provide as well out at Mays City.
Indeed. Phone number out there is 362-0136, and they got a nice website, MayCityBowlCR.com. I was in the bullpen last night. I didn't bowl. You did.
Yep.
You had a nice night. Righted the ship, so to speak, after a couple tough outings. But this new scoring system, we're on the losing end of an 18-12 match to Durline scale.
We're already 34 behind.
Yeah, but when there's 30 points at stake every week, you can, yeah, the leader is 75-15 in the league. We're 41-49.
Eighth place.
But with that many points available each and every week, you know, there's 27 weeks left, Scott.
I haven't lost hope yet.
Okay. Anyway, Ryan Bundy, perfect game last night.
Just to our right.
Was he?
Yes. I was one of the first to congratulate
him. Solid 300?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. There was a great ball. He was also the high series last night, 745. Steve Hyatt.
He was to our left.
Well, we opposed last week, yeah. Steve had a 740. I noticed big-timer Joel Downer barely hit a 600. I had to throw that in.
You did. Did I beat Joel last night? My 616?
He had 609, I think.
I got him last night then. Week late, but hey. Hey. Well, Joel will be calling you very shortly here. Some good scores last night. It was a very interesting night. There wasn't a lot of middle last night. There was a lot of struggling and a lot of doing well.
I was wrong about that. Donner at 643.
Oh,
I was looking
man.
At the wrong line. Sorry, Joel.
Sorry, Joel. Sorry, Joel. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, there's a half dozen 700s last night. Not too unusual in this league, but very good bowling last night.
It was. And a lot of fun. Bowling against the Durline crew.
Did Bronco fan Wayne Sulkin wonder where I was at?
Yes, and he also said that since you weren't there last night, the bet, you were off not last night, so since you weren't there to collect on your bet, that it probably should just be null and void.
Well, fair enough. I offered Sunday after I saw the end of that Bronco-Bears game. I said, but Wayne, we don't need it. Call this bet off. But no, he said he's going to pay me.
And he said he would have, except you weren't there.
Well, I'll deal with that next time I'm out there. So,
oh, Joel. Yeah, you did beat me the first game, Scott. And he said, okay, it's okay. Someday you will get me. it was good to get things back in rolling in somewhat good fashion. We still have Corey has given up the pink spare ball and has gone to an apricotish brown spare ball that seems to work better.
Well,
still a house ball.
Might as well stay with it then.
13-pound house ball to pick up that pesky 7 for the left-hander.
Whatever works, right?
Whatever works, man. Whatever works.
We'll have week 4 next week, and we'll preview it next Wednesday.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And again, if you are inquiring about open bowling, There's still time if you want to join a league. Go out there and ask them at May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest. MayCityBowlCR.com.
3620136.
The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America here on KGYM and just all over Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Eastern Iowa. Because we got people from all over in that league, you know.
Oh, we do.
They come from far and wide. They come from far and wide. Don't forget the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next. KGYM Road Trip presented by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com. They're at Mulligan's from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. That'll take you up to Thursday Night Football or Twins Baseball, whichever you prefer. Twins and the Royals, weather permitting, on 107.5 FM Cedar Rapids coming up tonight. And then 1600 AM and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. You will get Thursday Night Football, as it'll be Tennessee at Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars.
We'll have another round tomorrow of the Eagles Hideaway pick six. And a couple of dandy football games tomorrow night.
Yeah. Looking forward to the high school games coming up. And looking forward to getting district football started. And like I said, I'm looking forward to Saturday's games as far as the college football schedule is concerned. Really looking forward to Georgia and Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is going to be a really good game between the hedges Saturday night down in Athens. So
yeah, they're going to get more interesting as the weeks go on here. By the way, KJ Pilcher will fill us in tomorrow as well on some of those games. So
underrated college game of the weekend, though. It may not be underrated, but not a lot of people are talking about
West Virginia, Kansas?
No. Is Auburn going to Texas A&M? Mm. The SEC West is going to be a boatload of fun to watch. And that's the first of the big Titans getting together. And would not be surprised to see A&M beat Auburn over in Aggieland. We'll see, though. We'll see. Auburn is off to a very good start at 3-0, including a win over Oregon. So that's one of the good games. That's a 2:30 kickoff, I believe, coming up on Saturday. Hawks off this week. Iowa State, Louisiana Monroe, 9 o'clock with the pregame. Big 12 show gets you started on 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, followed by Iowa State pregame on 1600 AM. That will be at 9 o'clock.
Poll question has to do with the Cubs-Cardinals series. What will happen in the NL Central by Sunday night? Cards up 3, 5, or 7 games? Cards up 1, Cubs up 1, or the Cards lead and the Brewers are in second?
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with just 11. 11-